This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't. Lima's sitting there telling me they don't have any talent. People are like, yeah, Kenny, you're stupid. They have no talent. We're evaluating it here. You said it. Someone said they like your opinion. You're the realist on the show.
Watch after.
And I went, you got to be kidding me.
By the way, after everything I said last week, watch Chubb go for 200 yards and look like vintage Chubb.
If there was a time we needed it, it probably wouldn't be this time. And when you think about it, because they're 2-7, yeah. So it really doesn't matter.
It'd be nice to see,
it'd
though.
It'd be nice to see. But by the way, subscribe to this podcast now, 92.3thefan.com, and on the Odyssey app, which is free. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bright, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Yes.
That's really what I want to know is who is sponsoring that podcast.
It's brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. More Cavs coming up at 7 o'clock because I think we have little man syndrome as a fan base. I'm getting a plethora of responses about 13-0 that I don't like. And guys, I'm only going to say it because I've made the same mistake. That coming up at 7. That's why you got to take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app. Sometimes we need an outsider's opinion. Nick Wilson, who Lime and I often disagree with, out of principle as men, had this to say about Kevin Stefanski, and I want to know whether or not Tone agrees with him, because I think I might, but here you go.
He's okay. Got to sell solutions, Nick. He's got to sell something that he turns around and, oh, that's what it was. It took us a little bit longer, but that's what it was.
But the problem is, if you tell everybody you're winning and then you lose out down the stretch, or if you go 1-7 down the stretch, that looks worse than if everybody just thinks you're in evaluation mode.
Well, the way the schedule sets up, though, this is the week you got to win because you're not going to have many wins on the schedule after that. So this is the week you're like, oh, we made the right adjustments. Here we go. And then you're just going to fall flat on your face.
Yeah. And so, like, we're just in a weird spot here. And again, when Lima asked the question, The two times I remember him asking it before, I was like, man, that's too cynical. This is a team that was 11-6 last year. But the more you get into this and more you get to 2-7, if you get to 2-10 or if you get to 3-11 or something like that, it's the right conversation to have. It's okay if you and I don't have a definitive answer on if talent is the problem for the Cleveland Browns. It's not okay if they don't know definitively because they're in that building every year. I feel like if you say it's a talent problem, though, part of me does feel like it's a cop-out for the word that I think is most important, and that's culture.
So we start to turn our focus to Kevin Stefanski. And I wonder if we have to listen to some outsiders here. Because Joe Fortenbaugh is just one of them that I found. And I've had my rounds with him long, long, long ago, right? But he writes it, and some other people do. He goes, if I'm the Chicago Bears, I'm praying Cleveland parts ways with Kevin Stefanski. I'd have him at the top of the list. Immediately, I think people are looking at it, and I think that you've kind of crept into their heads a little bit with the whole Kyle Shanahan thing, when they let Kyle Shanahan leave, and he ended up in Atlanta, and then he ended up in San Francisco, and we kept Mike Pettin. And your whole thought was, well, they should have just, if the next year they fired Mike Pettin, they should have just fired Mike Pettin at that time and then moved on to Kyle Shanahan and let him deal with it early. Mike Vrabel's right there. Now, Mike Vrabel's going to have the pick of the litter. I understand that. But Kevin Stefanski is still a very highly regarded coach. And you and I have gone round and around and around and around with Andrew Filippone about Mike Tomlin over there. Now, Kevin Stefanski ain't accomplished anywhere near what Mike Tomlin accomplished even at 5 years in compared to where he is now at 20 years. So it's not the same comparison. But are you cutting off your nose to spite your face if you let go of Kevin Stefanski, considering everybody outside of Cleveland loves this guy and thinks that this guy is a very good football coach? He has had his power taken away from him for whatever reason, terrible reasoning probably, But everybody else outside of Cleveland likes this guy. And there are people who anytime we call talk about Kevin Stefanski, they will call in and they got him out of town on the first thing smoking. Should we listen to the outsiders about Kevin Stefanski? Should the rest of this year matter on him? Or did he prove enough last year? It's like, hey, that's a Deshaun Watson thing. This isn't a Kevin Stefanski thing. We ain't going to let go of Kevin Stefanski. Andrew Berry might be gone. We got to not let go of Kevin Stefanski. Or should we listen to the outsiders? Should we pay attention to him?
So I thought that, without a shadow of a doubt, that he had proven himself. And that going into this year, I'm like, hey, the good thing is, even if this year goes off the rails, we're not going to have to worry about having a big, bold conversation about the future coach of the Browns. Like, that's settled. He's the coach. He's going to be here a long time. And I guess, looking back, I was pretty naive, and I hate being naive on these things, but it took about 5 weeks for people to start talking about his future and whether or not, you know, Haslam is going to step in and say goodbye. And I was beating myself up over it. I'm like, I should have saw this. I should have seen this. No fan base is ever cool with losing a bunch of games with exactly a roster that's supposed to win.
I told you this
and
then.
So yes, the crowd is growing, I think, larger and more vocal every day to figure this out, and they are going to be underdogs. Like, this is the game we're supposed to win, right? Well, Vegas doesn't think so. They have the other team. They have the Saints, who've won three games all year. The Saints are favored this Sunday. Granted, they're at home. But looking at the schedule, will we be favored in any game the rest of the year? I mean, I thought all along we'd be favored over the Miami Dolphins at home, but will we? Are we even sure about that?
No. I don't believe we will.
So then there's not a game the rest of the year. We are going to be underdogs the rest of the year.
God forbid, unless Tua gets hurt again. That might be the only way.
Yeah, you're right. That would be the point. So Vegas doesn't think we're going to be very good. And if things are going to play out like so many think it will be, where this week it was Jed Wills on the nonsense list, what's going to be going forward? You're going to be adding to it every single week. You know, even though the trade deadline is gone, you know how players get disgruntled on a bad team, even if they like the coach, even if they like the organization, stuff just goes south. Yeah. It just does, especially with players that are worried about future contracts and want extensions. Like, you know how this goes. So they're probably going to lose a ton of games this year, and coaches that lose a ton of games lose their job more often than not. They just do. So I think it's going to be really hard for Kevin the rest of the year. And if he could turn this around, my God, but I don't want to sound naive again. That would be the second time.
My criticism, I've had many criticisms of Kevin, even though people don't believe it, because I do like the guy personally. One of my criticisms is I think he's a manager. He is not firing Brit. Like Dan Campbell, I think Dan Campbell is willing to fight any man in that locker room at any time. And he has the respect of those men. I think that there's a lot of other. I think Mike Vrabel's that type of guy, to be honest with you. Kevin is a manager of people. And you need the fire and brimstone guys. And this is what my problem is with their philosophy overall. You put in a cerebral head coach, but you also have a cerebral person picking cerebral players. Or, in our case, some guys who just don't give a bleep. And then you have a problem there. So you need vocal, strong leadership from somebody there. And I don't think you get it in the right places.
Yeah, where are they getting it?
Jameis Winston's a backup quarterback. So you're not getting in the right place. And that's why I think that they've kind of set him up for failure. And he's been better than what some of us think he should be. I think he's been better in that case. And it's where I go, all right, where are we still going to get our culture from in the future if we still have the same array of type of players? So that's kind of the question I have to ask myself about Kevin. But should we listen to the outsiders about Kevin Stefanski? Is he really a good coach? And should we cool our jets about where are we throwing the baby out with the bathwater if we were to let Kevin Stefanski go as well?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.